Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome back to Pro-Life Perspective. We noted yesterday that National Right to Life and the entire Right to Life movement are coming into this new year fully aware of the unique opportunities and challenges that lie ahead for the next 12 months. Last year, working with our state affiliates, we brought to national attention the pain that the unborn child experiences during an abortion. We passed groundbreaking laws in several states that question the foundation of Roe v. Wade and protect unborn children by prohibiting abortion after the point at which they are capable of feeling pain. This year, we are building on that theme, sending the message loud and clear that abortion hurts. We've always known that abortion hurts women and kills children, but the headlines now are focusing more and more on the fact that abortion hurts babies. The media is actively talking about the development and pain of these little children, and we're going to keep that conversation going. Yesterday, we began a week-long discussion about providing you the educational tools and resources necessary to educate your communities throughout the year as we stand together to make a safer place for unborn children than ever before. We know that spreading the message that unborn children feel pain will save lives, but it will only reach our communities when we all join together in a concerted effort. Our state organizational development department, which works with and creates materials for our 50 state Right to Life affiliates and more than 3,000 local chapters, has spent the past several months developing resources, compiling information, and making it as easy as possible for you to educate yourself and others. Yesterday, I told you about the petitions that we have available through our website at prolifeperspective.com. These petitions are invaluable in building pro-life communities. Take a stand. Print them out from our website and pass them along to your friends, co-workers, church congregations, family members, and neighbors. And while you're passing around the petitions, it's a perfect time to hand out the brochures that we have available. Thoroughly researched and cited, National Right to Life's brochures on unborn pain will provide you with life-saving information. After you've read it, consider placing an order or downloading for a local fair booth, your local chapter, your church, or just to have on hand to pass out to friends and neighbors. Are there local events going on in your neighborhood? Consider setting up a table with information on the pain of the unborn. When pro-abortionists use rhetoric like choice, they're purposely masking the real issue, the destruction of an unborn human life. Sharing the truth of fetal development and making connections that we can all relate to, such as the ability to feel pain, touches even the most ardent pro-choicer who has truly never thought about it before. Our brochures on unborn pain are perfect for passing out at any pro-life or community event. Is your state gearing up for trying to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act? If so, stock up on the brochures now and start laying the groundwork for an upcoming vote in your own state legislature. Tomorrow, we'll talk more about the new resources that we have available for you to make an easy difference where you are with what you have. In the meantime, please visit prolifeperspective.com for links to order these brochures on fetal pain or for more information about the online and downloadable petition. Unborn children can feel pain, and that will be the focus of the Right to Life movement in the coming months. Please join with us and take a stand for these little lives. Remember, if you're unable to join me here all week, you can catch up with this week's episodes at prolifeperspective.com. And as always, I welcome your questions and comments via email at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.